好，现在我们打开创世纪第三章。
Let us turn to the third chapter of the book of Genesis.
创世纪第三章。
Genesis chapter 3.
我们从第十二节开始来读。
We want to read from verse 12.
那人说，你所赐给永恒之，他把那树上的果子给我，我就吃了。耶和华对女人说，你做的是什么事呢？女人说，那蛇引诱我，我就吃了。耶和华上帝对蛇说，你既做了这事，就必受咒诅，比一切的牲畜野兽更甚，你必用肚子行走，终生吃土，彼此为仇，你的后裔与女人的后裔也彼此为仇，女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤他的脚跟。又对女人说，我必多多加增你怀胎的苦楚，你生产儿女必多受苦楚，你必恋慕你丈夫，你丈夫必管辖你。又对亚当说，你既听从妻子的话，吃了我所吩咐你不可吃的那树上的果子，地必为你的缘故受咒诅，你必终身劳苦，才得糊口，才能从地里得吃。地必给你长出荆棘和蒺藜来，你要吃田间的菜蔬，你必汗流满面，才得糊口，直到你归了土，因为你是从土而来的，你本是尘土，人要归于尘土。第二十一节，大家一同读：耶和华上帝为亚当和他的妻子用皮子做衣服给他们穿。再读一次：耶和华上帝为亚当和他的妻子用皮子做衣服给他们穿。大家再读五节：一二三，我又要叫你和女人彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇。女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤他的脚跟。女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤他的脚跟。主啊，求你赐福以下的时间，你用你的灵光照我们，教导我们，启发我们，给我们进入你的真理，明白这其中的奥秘是什么，使我们的信心有根有基，使我们为你做见证的时候也有根有基，使我们对你的明白，对你真理的了解，化成我们侍奉的动力。感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门，
阿门。
我讲今天应当跟你们谈谈关于圣诞的信息的问题。
I think today we ought to speak about Christmas and its significance.
这45年来，每一次圣诞节都是布道的聚会。
For the past 45 years, every time Christmas comes, we have an evangelistic rally.
下个拜一就是24号。
The next Monday is on the 24th.
24号礼拜一。
Monday 24th.
我们要租一个加拿大5500座位的大礼堂。
We are going to rent a hall in Jakarta that can seat 5,500.
圣诞节的大布道会。
For a big Christmas outreach.
这个是第十二次。
This is the 12th time we are organizing this.
我们决定把十二次的布道信息把它集合成了一套的 CD 来出卖，但是印尼文的。
And we've decided to publish a set of CD in Indonesian for the past 12 gatherings.
使许多人可以明白道成肉身的奥秘。
That many people will understand God incarnate and His mystery.
今天所讲的圣诞的信息。
The Christmas message today
不是布道性质的专题，
It is not evangelistic，
而是神学性的圣诞信息。
But it has great theological significance。
我们的神与所有其他宗教不同的地方在哪里？
What is the difference between our God and the gods of all other faiths？
我们当然可以列出许多许多不同的地方。
Of course, we can list a lot of attributes of God。
我们神自己讲一件很特别的事情。
But our God Himself declared something very unique. To show us His transcendence and His uniqueness.
神借助什么来把他的超越、他的独一性讲解出来呢？
Through what did the Lord show us all this?
他借助对以色列人的挑战。
He challenged the Israelites.
神对以色列人说
，The Lord said to the Israelites,
你们将我与哪一个假神相比呢？
With what idols would you compare me with?
你怎么可以把别的假神与我相比呢？
How can you compare me with other idols?
有谁像我一样？
Which idol is like me?
从起初指明末后的事情。
Who is able to point to things that are to come from the beginning?
所以这是神自己独特超越性的一个挑战。
This is a unique challenge of God.
是神自己要以色列注意，他是神的真正的记号。
It was something that the Lord wanted the Israelites to know Him as the mark of God.
当神自己讲这句话的时候
，When the Lord spoke of this Himself,
提醒我们他是历史的掌权者。
He reminded us that He is the Lord of history.
他是创造时间、超越时间的神。
He is a God that created time and transcends time.
历史的方向不在人的自由意志里面。
The direction of time, therefore, is not within human control.
历史的方向在神的绝对主权里面。
The direction of history is in the sovereignty of God.
而神的绝对主权要人明白他自己的这一个特权。
And the absolute sovereignty of God is for us to understand Him in this manner.
指明幕后要发生的事情。
That is why He show us what will come.
这样，这位神不是过去的一个偶像。
This God, therefore, is not an idol of the past.
这个神不是现在的一个幻想。
Neither is He an imagination of the present.
这个神是把人带进未来必成的事的那位指标者。
And this God is the God that brings us into the future.
你将什么叫神与我相比呢？
How can you compare me with the false idols?
哪一个神像我一样的？
Which idol is like me?
从起初指明幕后的事情。
Who is able to show you the future from the beginning?
这句话的口气大得不得了。
This is the great boast of God.
大到一个地步，若不是神，就不可能有这样的话。
The boasting is so great that it must have come from God.
他的历史没有来到一个终点的时候
，before history reaches its end，
他从起初就指明最后要发生的事情。
From the beginning, the Lord has shown us what will happen in the future.
就从这些的观点
，from all these viewpoints，
奥古斯丁发展了基督教特有的时间观。
Augustine gave us a unique concept of time for Christianity.
奥古斯丁曾经讲过一句话
，Augustine once said，
如果你问我时间是什么
，if you ask me what time is，
我才以为我本来知道的，原来我不知道。
I will know that what I thought that I knew, I really didn't know.
换一句话说，我总以为我知道时间就是什么。
In other words, I often think that I know what time is.
你不问我，我知道时间是什么。
If you do not ask me, I probably think I know.
但你问时间到底是什么
？But if you actually were to ask me what is time,
我才知道我根本不知道我以为我知道的事情。
And suddenly I realized that I do not know what I assume that I know.
所以时间是什么？人在时间中很难明白它是什么。
So it is difficult for men to understand what time is while we are in time.
人如果不在时间里面，人在哪里呢？
But if we are not within time, where can we be?
我们有没有可能在我们生命中间超脱时间，在时间外面呢？
Within our lifespan, can we transcend time and be outside of time?
这是不可能的事情。
This is of course impossible.
我们在时间里面怎么去明白时间呢？
How can we understand time when we are living within time?
只有神是创造时间。
God is the creator of time.
只有创造世界的神才可能是超越时间。
Only the creator of time himself can transcend time.
只有创造时间也超越时间的神才能告诉我们时间是什么。
And only this God can tell us what time is.
神不是告诉我们时间是什么。
But God did not tell us what time is.
神告诉我们时间在他的掌握的中间。
He told us that time is within his control.
他从起初指明幕后的事。
From the beginning, he showed us what is to come.
他从时间的起点就知道时间的末点要讲的要做的事情。
From the beginning of time, he knows how time will end.
所以讲时间因他而开始。
Time began because of him.
时间因他而结束。
And time will end because of him.
时间因为他的创造而有开始点。
There is a beginning in time because of his creation.
时间因为他的审判同成全而有结束点。
And there is an end because of his judgment.
那么这个时间从他创造出来。
And time comes forth from God.
时间是在神之外的受造物。
It is something that is created outside of God.
神之外的受造物。不断地把神排斥在时间之外的创造者。
And when things are outside of God, how can it then reject God from outside of itself?
不是的， no. 因为被造者在创造的控制之中。
All things that are created are under the control of the Creator.
所以神不但创造了时间，
not only did God create time,
他也指定了历史的方向。
He also showed us the direction of history.
这样基督教的信仰，
and so the Christian faith,
与所有的宗教的信仰不同的地方，
is different from all other faiths.
虽然有许多许多的层次，
in many many different areas.
单从这一点来看，我们的本质是非常重要的。
From this point alone, we see that our essence is very important.
我们虽然活在暂时的中间
，although we live in a temporal world，
我们就抓住永恒。
We can hold on to eternity.
以对永恒者的信仰。
With the faith we have to the eternal one，
认定暂时的价值的层次和限制是什么
？Using this faith, we understand our present value system。
这样我们可以做历史的主人
，and so we can be the master of the history。
虽然我们不是历史的主宰者
，although we do not control history，
但我们绝对不是被历史淘汰的那些人。
But we are not people that will be cast away by history。
我们可以靠着神的恩典
，by the grace of God，
因为明白神的道
，because we understand His word，
我们轻看历史。
We can despise the history
of man.
We can chase it away.
这是圣经的应许。
This is the promise of the Bible.
圣经的得胜世界的是谁呢？
The Bible asks, who is victorious over the world?
岂不是那些信耶稣是上帝的儿子的吗？
It belongs to those who believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
圣经也很清楚地告诉我们。
The Bible says clearly,
这世界和其上的情欲必要过去。
The world and its desires will pass away.
唯有遵行上帝旨意的人是永远长存。
Except those who believe and fulfill His will live forever.
世界啊，你算什么
？So what is the world then?
你不过是一个必定过去的时暂时。
You are just something that will pass away.
我有个永恒遵行神旨意存在的可能。
But I have the possibility of eternally fulfilling the will of God.
基督徒在地虽然做客。
Although the Christian is like a guest in the world,
我们却是时间的主人。
We are the master of time.
我们却是历史的主人。
We are the master of history.
我们的主主宰历史。
Our Lord is the master of history.
我们的主把我们放在历史中间，使我们可以带领在历史上其他的人。
And the Lord has placed us in history to lead the rest of the people.
这是基督教的信仰。
This is the faith of the Christian.
这是基督徒位分的价值。
This is the value of our status.
不但是如此
，Not only that，
我们基督徒应当给世界指出未来的路向。
The Christian should point the direction of the future to the world.
不是按照日期的细节讲出要发生的事情。
Not based on the calendar and predict what will happen.
我们不是照着细节上什么时候什么时候会发生的事情。
We are not talking about trivial things predicting what will happen.
但是我们要总而言之知道神是掌管明天的。
But by the general principle of the Bible, we know that the Lord holds tomorrow.
神是掌管历史的。
The Lord holds history in His hand.
所以这样，我们可以在我们领受的启示的圣经中看见这个世界的步骤是面向哪里。
And so through the Bible that we have received, we can see where the world is heading to.
这个世界有许多的人盼望做一种未卜先知的领导者。
There are many people in the world who want to be leaders that can predict the future.
所以就有这种宗教性的功用。把它应用出来。
And many people exercise such religious functions.
宗教性功用和时间的关系，就是对永恒的盼望成了要素。
The religious function has a relationship towards eternity.
什么叫做永恒的盼望呢
？What is this eternal hope?
就是我活在现今，我却对以后有所盼望。
In other words, we are living right here, but we have hope towards the future.
没有人是盼望看得见的暂时。
Nobody is looking forward to things that they can see.
人都是盼望看不见的永恒。
All of us hope for the eternity which is invisible.
面对永恒的盼望是宗教本质里面最重要的要素。
The most important essence within faith is in that it enables us to look forward to the future.
因为宗教教人不是单单满足于活在世界的伦理生活而已。
Religious faith enables us not to be satisfied with just a temporal world.
宗教要我们享受最长久的富乐，是时间跟历史没有办法淘汰掉。
And religious faith wants us to enjoy eternal things that cannot be cast away by history.
我们的神既然是历史的主宰和指标者
，And since our God is the master of history and the one that gives us the direction,
我们的神不是在偶发事件中间揪到有这个可能，然后就装腔作势。变一些花样。
Our God is not a God that suddenly realized his position in the middle of nowhere.
他从人第一次犯罪的时候，马上就说了预言，是指定了历史的救赎性。
From the very first time man has sinned, the Lord has shown us the future and the salvation to come.
换句话说，那永恒的旨意会在历史的中间以救赎性的福音展现出来。
In other words, the eternal will be shown to us in history through the gospel message.
这些都是非常浩大气魄的话语。
These are words that are grand and great.
神救赎性的功能
，the salvation of God，
在历史中间的展现
the manifestation of it within history.
不是出于偶在存在性的功能。
It didn't come from nowhere.
乃是存在的永恒性、不存性、永远旨意的计划的里面。
But it came within the eternal will of the eternal one.
当亚当犯罪、夏娃跌倒以后。
After Adam has sinned and the fall of Eve,
神就说有一天女人的后裔要来到。
The Lord has predicted that one day the offspring of the woman will come.
打伤这个仇敌的头。
He will crush the head of his enemy.
蛇也打伤这个女人后裔的脚跟。
But the snake will strike the heel of the offspring of the woman.
这是全本圣经第一个应许。
This is the first promise in the entire Bible.
全本圣经第一个预言。
The first prediction in the entire Bible.
我们通常都知道，所有的预言是先知受圣灵感动讲出来的。
We know that all prophecies come from the prophets who are moved by the Holy Spirit.
你要知道，这些的预言不过是这一次的预言的注脚而已。
But you must know that all these prophecies come as an afternote of the first prophecy.
旧约里面所有先知的预言不过是创世纪第三章第十五节的注脚。
All the prophecies in the Old Testament are like footnotes to Genesis chapter 3 verse 15.
这个预言有两个特点。
There are two special things about this prophecy.
这个预言神不是对人讲。
This is not a prophecy towards men.
它是对蛇讲的。
It was a prophecy given to the serpent.
其他的预言是神借着神的灵感动先知来对人讲。
But all other prophecies that we are familiar with are given towards men.
这个最初的预言。
The very first prophecy.
最重、最大、最重要的预言。
The most important prophecy.
其实不是对人讲的。
Surprisingly, it's not given to us men.
是对蛇讲的。
It was given to us the serpent.
你要以女人的后裔做仇敌。
You will be an enemy with the offspring of the woman.
你的后裔与女人的后裔也要做仇敌。
And your offspring and the offspring of the women will be enemies.
结论是什么呢？
What is the conclusion?
女人的后裔伤你的头。
The offspring of the woman will crush your head.
你要伤他的脚跟。
And you will strike his heel.
不是说你的后裔跟女人的后裔做仇敌，女人的后裔伤你的后裔的头，不是这样讲。
It is not an animosity between the offsprings.
那不是说女人的后裔伤你的后裔的头，是伤你的头。
It is not that the offspring of the serpent will be harmed, but the serpent itself.
所以这是很特别的一个预言。
This is a very special.
就是神从早宣布了福音的得胜和罪恶的失败。
From the very beginning, the Lord proclaimed the victory of the gospel and the defeat of the evil one.
神从历史的起点指明最后是撒旦的失败和基督的得胜。
From the beginning of history, the Lord has prophesied that Satan will be defeated.
这样整个历史应当叫做救恩的历史。
And so the history of man ought to be the history of salvation.
德文叫做 Heilige Geschichte.
In German, it's Heilige Geschichte.
在德文里面 Heilige Geschichte.就变成一个很重要的神就名词。
And this is a very important theological term in German.
就是在世界历史的中间有一条最中心点的红线，从头到尾一定要成就神的心意，那才是真正历史的焦点，那叫做救恩历史。
That is to say, in history itself, there is a very central point, and that is the history of salvation.
所以人叫做 history. What is history? History is his story. 叫做 history.
And so history refers to his story.
是神自己要做的事。
This is the work that the Lord will do himself.
救恩历史横贯整个人类的历史。
The history of salvation is consistent towards the history of mankind.
普通人没有看见。
It is not possible for the common man to see.
最下等的人只有看见他四周围发生的事情。
Those of us who are most ignorant can only be aware of that which happened around us.
离开他住的地区，什么事情他都不管。
And when we leave the place we are familiar with, we know nothing.
比如说亚龙地区的人。
For example, some people living in 亚龙。
或者你是住在这个 Bukit Timi 的人。
Or maybe you're staying in Bukit Timi.
那你就不管 Orchard Road 发生什么。
And you don't care what happens in Orchard
Road. 你只注意你四周平安就好了。
You are only concerned with your surroundings.
新加坡人注意新加坡。
And Singaporeans are only concerned with Singapore.
亚洲的人只注意亚洲。
And Asians about Asia.
很少的人一次就要管整个世界历史到底怎么走的。
Very few people think about the history of the world.
华人只注重华人的文化。
The Chinese are concerned with our own culture.
谁注重了整个人类历史文化的去向到哪里去？
Very few people are concerned about the culture of the entire humanity.
所以呢，这里要提的是什么呢？
And what is the point here?
就是有一个超越表面的我们四周围的历史动向。
There is a direction that transcends the superficial understanding.
所有人类各种不同的层次、不同文化、不同历史现象的中间，有个神的旨意横贯在其中。
Among the phenomena of all the culture of humanity, there is a will of God right beside it.
每一个历史把每个朝代都淘汰掉了。
When the history gets rid of dynasty after dynasty,
神的国度、神的宝座一直没有办法被淘汰的。
The kingdom of God and His throne cannot be made obsolete.
当在摩西的时代
，during the time of Moses,
法老王权柄大得不得了。
When Pharaoh was very powerful,
但是现在来看
，but when we look at it today,
法老早就不发就老了。
The Pharaoh is gone.
法老早就死了。
He has died long ago.
摩西的律法可以存几千年。法老除了金字塔什么都不留下来。
But the law of Moses is still with us. For the Pharaoh, only the pyramids remain.
今天人谈法老，就是谈历史上死掉的王。
When we talk about the Pharaoh today, we talk about someone who died thousands of years ago.
千千万万的研究摩西的律法书。
But thousands upon thousands study the law of Moses.
所以当时的重要人叫做法老，神国度重要人是叫摩西。
The most important person at that time was the Pharaoh, but the important person in the kingdom of God is Moses.
但尼布的时代，我们看见最重要的王叫做尼布加尼撒。
At the time of Daniel, the most important king was Nebuchadnezzar.
几千年以后，如果没有读圣经，都没有人知道有这样一个人。
But if you do not refer to the Bible today, you may not know that he existed.
但尼利书一年过一年，一世纪过一世纪，继续不断被千万的人研读。
But the book of Daniel is still something that we study from generation to generation.
甚至连三百年前影响近代科学最重要的 Isaac Newton 甚至写过一本《但以理书》注释。
And even Isaac Newton wrote a commentary for the book of Daniel.
到底是尼布加尼撒作为历史的主流
？So it was Nebuchadnezzar the most important person? No.
是但以理成为救恩历史的主流。
Daniel became the most important person in history.
耶稣的时代，叙利王多么作威作福。
During the time of Jesus, King Herod was so powerful.
耶稣如果木匠家里面的孩子。
Jesus was just a carpenter.
叙利王建殿用的石头比金字塔大两倍。
And King Herod used more than twice the amount of stone for the pyramid to build.
每一块都比金字塔的这个重量的石头还重两倍。
Every single stone that was used was twice as heavy as that used in the pyramid.
当时他不可一世的权柄。
He had such great power back then.
耶稣被叙利王戏弄的时候，一句话都不还口。
And Jesus did not reply when he was humiliated by King Herod.
叙利在哪里
？But where is he now?
早就没有了。
He is long gone.
今天全世界你没有看到叙利堂，它的耶稣教堂多得不得了。
In this whole world, you will not see any memorials to him, but you see many churches for Jesus Christ.
在保罗的时代，凯撒是重要的历史人物。
During the time of the Apostle Paul, Julius Caesar was important.
万世万代中，保罗才是重要历史人物。
But throughout the history of man, Paul remained the most important.
如果你当时在罗马问，你知道叫保罗的吗？
If you were at Rome at that time, you ask, do you know Paul?
人家还以为问一个不重要的问题。
People would think that you are asking a needless question.
神看历史跟我们看不一样。
But of course, the Lord look at history differently from us.
神看救恩历史才是历史的中心点。
The history of salvation in itself is the most important to God.
我们太笨了，只看我四周围的事情才是历史的重点。
But we are so ignorant, we are only concerned with things around us.
神说：“我从起初知明幕后的事。”
The Lord said, "From the beginning, I show you things are to come."
从创世到审判。
From creation to the judgment.
神的眼光是谁注意的？
Who will be able to see how God sees it?
那个人就是与神同行的。
If you are able to see it, you are walking with God.
神的心意跟方向是神了解的。
The will and the direction of God is something he understands.
那个人就可能是遵行神旨意的。
Whoever understands it also is fulfilling the will of God.
这是很特别的一个看法。
This is a unique point.
这位真神
，This true God,
以这个原理
，using this principle,
挑战以色列。
He challenged the Israelites.
用什么神与我相比？
How can you compare me with other idols?
什么神像我
？Which other idol is like me?
起初自明幕后的。
Who is able to show you the future from the very beginning?
当你把这个总原则抓到了
，When you are able to grab hold of this general principle,
你在看耶稣基督在历史上的诞生
，And then you look at the birth of Jesus Christ,
你就明白没有偶然的事情在救恩历史里面。
You will understand that in the history of salvation, nothing happened by chance.
没有一件事情人自由能决定的。
Not a single thing is decided by the free will of man.
是神主权的结果。
In the sovereign will of God, He made it happen.
这是神引导的记录。
This is the record of the guidance of God.
历史上的救恩历史的这些原则。
In the principle of the history of salvation.
跟神的永恒里面的计划是每一项相吻合、相这个对立，相 是相对相辅相成的。
Every event is consistent with the eternal will of God.
所以我们基督徒要明白神永恒的旨意跟历史上那些这个动力的次序怎样配合起来。
And so Christians ought to understand the eternal will of God and the things that we are observing in history.
The eternal decree of God and the dynamic process in history must be synchronized within the Christian understanding of the worldview of the view of history. 所以这样呢，我们就把我们的信仰跟整个历史配合起来。
And so our faith can be coordinated with history.
感谢上。
Thanks be to God.
所以做基督徒不是笨笨的。
Christians are not just ignorant people.
做基督徒不是被动的。
Christians are not just passive people.
做基督徒不是面对未来不知要怎么样。
Christians should not be people who are confused about the future.
未来是我的主所掌管的。
I know that the future is in the hands of my Lord.
And the one who holds tomorrow is the one who with the same hand now hold my future.
那掌管未来的人用同样的手来掌管我的前途。
I'm holding the hand of the master of history.
我握着的手是历史的主宰的手。
I'm holding the hand of the sovereign God.
我握着的手是有主权的主。
My history revelation, I know the eternal decree and the eternal planning of him.
从这个历史的启示，我知道他永远的计划。
My experience of following him, I understand his guidance never wrong.
因为我在跟随他，我知道他的引导永远不会错。
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以这种历史观
，such idea of history，
根据永恒旨意所建立的历史观。
It is a worldview that is set up because of the eternal will of God.
当然，我布道会不一定会讲这么深的东西。
Of course, in my evangelistic rally, I will not touch on all these topics.
我今天决定不讲希伯来书。
But today, I'm not going to talk about Hebrews.
我要从基督徒的信仰去看道成肉身的价值。
I want to see the value of God incarnate based on Christian faith.
这种信仰就对未来产生了把握。
And so this faith has a hope and confidence in the future.
向未来以把握前进的人，这个人不是畏缩，不是惧怕的人。
A person that has this confidence will be able to go on bravely towards the future.
信心与神同行。
With faith, he will walk with God.
去争取神要我们达到的目标。
And he will go after the goals that God has set for him.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
那么圣经告诉我们有先知们。
The Bible tells us they are prophets.
这是真先知。
The true prophets.
是受圣灵感动。
They have been inspired by the Holy Spirit.
受神的启示。
And inspired by God.
代神讲话。
And they are spokesmen.
说出未来要发生的事情。
And they will predict things that are to happen.
圣经也告诉我们有假先知。
The Bible also says there are false prophets.
讲假先知有豁然力。归纳出一些的原则来讲可能发生的事情。
With probability, they predict the future.
而这种假先知也会吸引很多很多信众。
These false prophets can attract a lot of people.
因为他们对豁然力的可能性研究得很高。
They have a good understanding of probability.
而他们对未来的事情讲话的胆量比别人更大。
And they are very bold in predicting the future.
所以他们就建立一种虚假的自信心。
And so they have false confidence.
来产生别人对他们的这个寄托。
And they use it to influence the rest of the people.
你要分辨出来。
You must be able to tell the difference.
所以圣经申命记十九章十九节告诉我们。
The Bible in Deuteronomy chapter 19 verse 19 says.
如果有人奉耶和华的名。
If anyone who used the name of the Lord.
讲述了一些的预言。
Who makes prediction based on that.
神没有吩咐他的。
If it is done without the order of God,
时间到了没有成就的话，
when the time comes and it is not fulfilled,
你就要勇敢，
you must be bold,
用石头打死他，
and stone him to death,
你不要怕他，
do not be afraid of him.
今天我看有一些极端的灵恩派的人，
today I look at some extreme charismatic leaders,
做了这种豁然力的这个预言的方式来骗众。
They use this idea of probability to give predictions.
什么叫做豁然率呢？
What does probability mean?
就是这个人会怎么样？可能这样，可能那样。
It means that they will observe you and try to predict what will happen.
所以他就说预言了。
And then they start to prophesy.
你的病会好。
Your illness will be healed.
这个病人呢，只有两个可能，会好就会死。
For a person who is ill, only two possibilities: either you are cured or you will die.
所以当他讲会好，就有50%可能了。
So when he say you will be healed, he is 50% right.
那不敢讲的，就连50%都丢掉，变成0%。
If he dare not even prophesy, that means zero probability.
敢讲你会死的，会给人家打死，也是50%。
If you dare predict that others will die and be killed, it's also
50%. 敢讲你会好的。给人家信从50%。
But if you dare predict a healing, it's also 50%.
讲好话总比讲坏话 更受人欢迎，对不对？
Obviously, you will be more welcome if you predict a healing.
讲好话，结果真的好的时候，人就对你更尊重了，对不对？
And if healing actually occurred, they will respect you more.
很可惜的，从社会学的研究等方法，你去看。
And you can understand this from sociology.
这些说你会好的人，多数是对有钱人讲，不是对穷人讲。
These people who predict healing are often given, the prediction is often given to the rich.
跟圣经的预言是不一样的。
This is different from the prophecy of the Bible.
耶稣医治人的时候是不一样的。
Different from the healings of Jesus Christ.
耶稣医治的人很少很少的比例是很有钱的家庭。
Jesus very seldom healed those who are rich.
多数是流离失所，那些没有人照顾，大麻风被弃绝，那些没有办法得着医治的人到他面前，主说接近了，主医治他们。
Most of the time, the Lord healed those who are discarded by the society, those who are very poor.
那么对有钱人说你会好，跟对穷人说你会好，不同在哪里？
What is the difference between prophesying healing towards the rich and the poor?
因为有钱人就医的机会比较大。
Because it is more probable for the rich to have medical help.
买药的本钱比较多。
They have more money to buy medicine.
虽然比较会好的可能性也更可能。
And so they more probably will be healed.
所以从这种社会学、这种心理学的分析来看，
When we analyze this psychologically speaking,
今天许多的人是利用宗教或者冒充宗教里面的一种先知方式来讲未来的事情。
We see a lot of people using all these religious functions to predict.
你把自己分析出来，你就知道不能随便对未来讲话的人产生信心。
And so when you analyze this carefully, you know that you ought not to place your faith on all these people.
因从外面的形式来看，好像是圣经的。
Superficially speaking, it seems biblical.
从更严肃的追讨来看，完全是违背圣经。
But if you understand it sternly, you know that it is unbiblical.
圣经早就说了，末世的时候，这些人要大行其道。但耶稣对他说：“我从来不认识你们。”
But the Bible already predicted that in the end days they will all be all around. And Jesus said, "I never knew you."
不是奉你的名赶鬼吗？
Did I not use your name, O Lord, to exercise?
我不是奉你的名去这个医病吗？
Did I not use your name to heal, O Lord?
我不是奉你的名行神迹说预言吗？
Did I not use your name to do signs and wonders and prophesy?
耶稣不会说啊，谢谢你，好在你，不然我的名字不会那么出名。
Jesus didn't say, "Thank you, thanks for doing me a favor."
他根本不敢谈这一套。
And Jesus did not follow them.
耶稣，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧！我从来不认识你们。
Jesus said, "Depart from me, you evildoers! I never knew you."
所以这样你要谨慎。
And so you ought to be cautious.
挂着宗教名义讲未来学的人，大有一套。
And those who use the name of faith to predict the future are often wrong.
第二，不用宗教的名义讲未来学的。
Secondly, there are people who talk about the future without religion.
就是我们所认识的未来学家。
And these are the futurologists.
未来学家跟历史学家的方法论不同在哪里？
What is the difference between their methods and the historian?
未来的学家比历史学家更积极。
The futurologist is more active than the historian.
历史学的方法，
because the methods of history,
怎样用就用到今天就结束了。
Will end for today.
因为他研究的是过去的，不是现在的。
A historian will study the past, not today.
历史学家可以把研究历史所得到的结论，成为一个古代传下的智慧的原理，去教导这一代。
The historian can take lessons from the history to teach the present generation.
但是未来学家比他更进一步。
But the futurist has a understanding that's more
advanced. 他用这些规律归纳起来。
When you understand all these principles of the past,
推想可能产生的事情。
You try to understand the future.
所以未来学家也大行其道了。
The futurists are very popular.
而且他用的这个研究跟规律是非常科学的方法。
They use very scientific methods.
所以他们有相当正的可靠性。
And they are pretty predictable.
这个 experimental value to be trusted. 所以 they are worthy to be trusted because experimental value. 所以这种实验的可靠性。
Because there's experimental value in the prediction.
许多人相信他们。
Many people believe in the future.
二十世纪就产生了三大最重要的这个未来学者。
There are three very important futurists in the 20th century.
第一个就是比我胖三倍的 Herman Kahn.
The first one is Herman Kahn.
第二个就是 Toffler.
And Toff, Alvin Toffler.
第三个就是 Nisbet.
And Nisbet.
那么这些人所讲的话大行其道，纸贵洛阳，全世界封我他们所写的书。
And these people were very popular. The books they write are bestsellers.
所以一下子版权一大堆在他手中。 他的未来是很好的。
And suddenly they made a lot of money and have good future.
突然间这几年这些名字不大响了，你注意到吗？
But have you noticed that suddenly all these people have disappeared?
因为当经济破产的时候。
Because when the economic system has collapsed,
金融危机的时候
，and there's financial crisis,
证明他们所讲的不尽可靠，而且许多理论是相悖的。
All this shows that their theories were not very accurate.
他们大可不必冒充宗教的先知。
These people are prophets, but they are not religious prophets.
他们可以科学分析者来看整个世界的历史。
They can look at the history of the world like a scientist.
但是等到金融危机突然来到的时候
，but when the financial crisis suddenly occurred,
这表示历史不再。跟着理性分析的功能之下
，Again, it shows us that history is not under the analysis of human reason.
历史也不在人的自由意志的决定方向之中。
And also, history is not determined by our free will.
神有一句话，他突然行事，事就成就。
The Bible tells us that when the Lord moves, suddenly things come true.
许多时候，在历史最重要的时刻，有一个大的转变，是神突然行事，你没有办法。
Sometimes in history, there's sudden event that comes from the Lord.
全世界最多拿到经济的这个诺贝尔奖金的是芝加哥大学的教授团。
The University of Chicago gave us the most Nobel laureate in the field of economics.
这几十年来
，for the past few decades,
芝加哥大学的经济学博士拿到最多最多的诺贝尔奖。
They produce the most people who receive the Nobel Prize for economics.
这几年来的经济危机
，but all the crises financially that we have for the past years,
他们所有理论都没有办法解释。
None of them could have predicted it.
所以这世界没有真正的先知。
Therefore, there is no true prophet from the world.
除非在救恩历史里面神所启示、神所高牧的那些人。
Other than those who have been anointed by God in the history of salvation.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这个原理讲完了以后呢
？After we finish with this principle,
你看亚当夏娃失败的时候
，When you look at the failure of Adam and Eve,
神怎么处理这个事情
？And how the Lord treated this matter?
神就提到一个必然的征战。
We will see that the Lord predicted a conflict.
是不可避免的征战。
A conflict that cannot be avoided.
这个征战是善与恶之间的征战。
A conflict between good and evil.
这个征战是义与不义之间的征战。
A conflict between the righteous and unrighteous.
这个征战是神的道与邪恶的理论之间的征战。
A conflict between the word of God and evil teaching.
这个征战是人与魔鬼之间灵界的征战。
A conflict that is spiritual between man and the devil.
现在有许多或者说绝大多数的圣战理论的回教徒是曲解这种征战。
And a lot of the most majority of those who misunderstood the holy war concept of the Muslim, they actually misunderstood this concept.
The concept of jihad in Muslim religion, Islam, is mostly misinterpreted.
这个回教圣战的这个概念很多时候都被误解。
Because the word jihad is not merely talk.About a physical clash in military or in religion.
因为圣战的这个概念不单只关乎于在军事或者政治上的征战。
The reason is produce the wrong concept of jihad. They try to demolish all their enemies physically.
但是最近几年很多人对这个圣战的字眼有误解，他们要摧毁所有的这个他们的仇敌。
In Indonesia alone, because of jihad movement,More than 800 Christian churches building have been torn down or burned.
就在印尼，因为有圣战的概念，有超过800间的基督教堂被烧毁。
但是没有一个烧基督教堂被拉到审判台前一次。
But not a single person has been arrested for all these crimes.
今天早上，我请我教会一个很年轻的女孩子上台做见证。
This morning, I invited a very young woman in my church to give a testimony.
这个人很特别。
She was a unique person.
她父母亲在她小的告诉她，为公益做应当做的事情，勇敢，勇敢做应当做的，只要是公益的事情，你要勇敢做。
Her parents have trained her since she was young to lead a righteous life and to be courageous for righteousness.
所以她一看见不公益的事情，她就讲话。
And so she often spoke out against unrighteousness.
她就奋斗，她就写文章攻击不公义的事情。
She will fight, she will write essays to attack unrighteousness.
几年前看见了中国人被强奸的事情，她就在报章、在社会、在法庭里面走来走去，呼喊这是不对的事情。
A few years ago, when the raping of the Chinese woman occurred, she fought against all these things.
她就组织了一个小的团体。
She organized the people
专为公义的事情奋斗
to fight for righteousness.
我就又 这个教会支持她，为她祷告。
And our church supported her and prayed for her.
不但祷告，我们还寄钱去支持她的活动。
Not only did we pray for her, we supported her financially.
我认为这是归正神学里面的 cultural mandate。
I believe that this is cultural mandate within Reformed theology.
许多大男人什么都不敢讲。
And a lot of men dare not say a word.
不过身体大大像男人就是。
They just look big and strong.
这个瘦弱的女孩子拼命，结果美国请她去演讲。
But this was a feeble-looking woman, and she was invited by the United States to speak.
还不到30岁。
She was not even 30.